Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, because the summer is here and we're out of lockdown, it seems like there's a new music festival every half hour. And along with the music, there will be drink and drugs. In response to that, the HSC has launched a new campaign called Start Low and Go Slow. Professor Eamon Keenan is HSC's clinical lead on addiction services. Eamon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So the slogan itself, what does that mean in effect?
Well, the slogan is part of a harm reduction approach that we're taking, and that if you do decide to take drugs, and obviously we would much prefer if people didn't take drugs, but if people do decide to take drugs, start with a low dose and take it slowly. Don't rush into it. I suppose we've had 2 years where we've had no festivals. The drug market has changed over that two-year period. And people are now approaching this festival season with a great amount of excitement. And we all hope that everybody enjoys the festival season and gets as much out of it as they can. But if the issue of drugs is there, we have to give the harm reduction advice to young people who may not have taken drugs before or whose tolerance may have changed over the last 2 years.
Or indeed, in the last few years, drugs have changed and what they think they're getting might be something completely different.
Absolutely. So we have seen a change in the drug market, and this is one of the aims of this campaign, is to highlight this change because people may not be aware of it. We're seeing much more higher potency of ecstasy or MDMA. And in fact, just before Christmas in the UK, they identified the strongest ever ecstasy tablet. So people may not be aware of it. We've also seen the emergence of some newer drugs, such as cathinone drugs and synthetic cannabinoids. And sometimes these synthetic cannabinoids may be sprayed onto regular cannabis. So we really think it's important that people know about the current drug market as well as knowing how to reduce the harms associated with drug use.
Though I suppose in that instance, it's very difficult to know. You're taking it on faith from someone.
Yes, of course. But if you are not aware of the trends that are happening, then you're sort of going into the situation blind. And I suppose that everybody is now well used to using social media and the internet before they purchase any commodity. And we're saying that this should be the same in relation to drugs. If people do decide to take drugs, they need to be aware about the trends in relation to the drug market.
Now, there's a lot of advice that HSC has published that goes along with this. One is about how much water or not to drink, because I would have assumed that the more water you drink, the better it is.
Yeah, well, one of the issues in relation to substances, some of these substances, particularly the stimulant substances, is that you can become overheated. And sometimes in response to this, people will start drinking a lot of water. But drinking too much water can actually be dangerous and produce specific chemical imbalances within the system that may lead to more severe problems. So our advice is make sure that you're hydrated, but don't drink over a pint of water an hour, as drinking too much can be dangerous.
Right, okay. So it's kind of sipping would be the advice.
Yeah, that would be the advice.
And don't neck back beer if you're thirsty.
Well, that's one of the other things that we advise, is that don't mix your drugs with alcohol, and don't, you know, so leave the mixing to the DJ is one of our tenets for this campaign.
At the same time, notwithstanding all of this, does alcohol actually do more damage at these kind of events than drugs do?
Well, I suppose one of the things we did in 2019 before we went into the lockdown is we sampled a survey of people who attended festivals, and we spoke to over 1,000 people, and we asked them about their drug and alcohol use. The vast majority of them said that they had taken alcohol, so about 96% had taken alcohol, but upward of 88% had taken other substances in conjunction with the alcohol. So sometimes it's not one or the other, it's the combination which is causing the problems, and that polysubstance use is often the situation where people run into most difficulties.
Yeah. Will there be a presence at all these events, a HSE presence?
Not at all the events, but we are targeting a number of events where we will have volunteers available, and our volunteers are working with the safety coordinators and the medics at the event. So we're going to have an information tent where people can go for support and discuss the issue of drugs and get information about drugs. And our volunteers will also then be going out around the campsite or around the festival site, looking for people who are running into any difficulties, and then liaison with the medical tent via walkie-talkie if necessary. So we'll have a presence at a number of events. We did Life Festival there a couple of weeks ago, and that was very successful. There was a very good coordinated response between Garda Síochána, between the HSE, and between the medics at that event. We're going to look at Independence, which is in the end of July, and we'll be hopefully at Electric Picnic also.
At the same time, though, I suppose there will be people listening who might say, although it's harm reduction, at the same time, it's kind of permission, perhaps, to young people saying, well, don't overdo it on the drugs, but, you know, you can have a little bit, it's fine.
Well, I don't think we're ever saying you can have a little bit, it's fine. I mean, our bottom line is it's safer not to use drugs. But this is in line with the government policy to have a health-led response to the issue of drug use in our society. And part of that health-led response is to provide harm reduction information around substance use.
Yeah. Eamon, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Eamon Keenan there, the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. After that, Kids and Symbols.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.